time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Listen to that. Honestly, it's like sitting down at a podcast with my nana.
Yeah.
My nana's nana.
I feel like your nana.
Kej is hobbling around. Yeah. But first, before we start cussing you, we cannot wait.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Well done for running the marathon, Kej. Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done.
Let's just take a moment to appreciate that the marathon is...
It's done.
...is one of the hardest things you can probably put your body through.
Yeah.
Only a small percent of the people around the world, planet have ever done it, can do it, will ever do it.
Yeah.
I think it's like less than 1%.
Yeah, something like that.
...of the planet's population. So that already tells you that it's not something people want to do. But when people come off it, they say to themselves, never again.
Exactly.
And then they do it again.
Yeah.
And this is your second marathon.
Second marathon, but this is it now.
Yeah, really?
Here we go.
Yeah,
I've heard that line before.
No, I think in terms of marathon, I think that's it now. I'll do half marathons, but this is...
What is it?
Why do we do a half now again?
No, half is doable. The training, I've got it, and it's not difficult. Like this was the hardest thing.
Again?
No, forever. This was, because it was hot. It was so hot. I think the second hottest day of the year, and we weren't ready. And everyone's been trading in gloves, long sleeves, tops and bottoms and, you know, rain and wind and ice and all of that. And all of a sudden we get to marathon day and it's like 20 degrees by the time.
I mean, you need to be training in your Speedos.
Well, this is it.
Well, no, he doesn't.
No, he does.
Not for the sake of the public. You wouldn't be allowed out.
No.
But no, you know what it is, all right?
No, I'm just saying, like, then you've got the right conditions, isn't it?
Now, it's this, right?
Yeah.
You've had the spicy paneer.
Yes.
On the menu.
Right.
And you're going, whoa. That was spicy.
Yeah.
That messed me up, you know.
Yeah.
That messed me up for a couple of days, but it was good.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ate it. It was really good.
Exactly.
I'm going to go back to the butter paneer.
Yeah.
Plain, a little bit more plain.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're going to do those planes for a bit.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, oh, go on then. Bring out the spicy.
Right.
So I think your half marathons will tick you over to when you're ready to go again.
Yeah, you'll go again. You'll go again.
Because, I tell you what,
you'll go again. You,
as much as you're aching now, Kej, fact is, your god day are fine.
Yeah.
Your more day, third day, and all the other third day, fourth day.
Your knees are fine.
They're all fine. Right. And you're lean. There's nothing to you. It's just bones carrying some skin.
Right.
And a nose, a significant nose.
Right? Aerodynamics.
Concord. That's not fair.
That's it shaves off a few seconds.
You know what? If you've got a wide nose, you can take, I think, 45 minutes off your time.
Yeah.
Because and with you, I think you can add
mine just cuts
an hour
through.
And a half.
Yeah. I'm cutting through.
Yours move people out the way. Excuse me.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
And by the way, he's wearing his medal. He's wearing his marathon medal.
Come on. I mean,
no, do you know what? So he should.
Well, because I just thought, you know what? It's not very often I'm going to walk around like Mr. T.
No. It's a fat medal as well. You know that?
Have a little.
Feel the weight. It's got girth.
Oh, wow.
It's got girth.
That is a proper medal. Isn't it?
It's proper.
That's very good.
Yeah,
that, nice. I like that, Gidge.
It's honestly not just a token.
The pain is worth it for that.
Yeah?
I would love to have one of these.
Well, you can.
All you got to do.
The ballot is open, Satch.
No, we'll go rob him.
Next
year, we'll go nick one.
Done. Yeah,
two.
We've got to make our own. We'll take that, copy it. We'll have thousands of them. What is that, a gold one? Does it say five on it because you did it
it's
on
four, the... No, it's four. It's 4 or 5. It's 45 years of the marathon.
Oh, I didn't see the four.
So it's 45 five. Years of the marathon. It's 45 engraving. Years of the Kej. And...
Oh, yeah.
And it was a world record this time, the marathon.
And
with
what
the
do you mean,
most amount of finishers ever in the world for a marathon.
Meaning what normally there's a significant percentage that just don't finish.
Yeah, so we had to get to I think 56,000 finishers.
Out of how many people then?
60,000
people.
Yeah.
Okay, so about 10%.
Yeah.
About.
And we just I think the actual record was by 5 people.
Oh, wow. But just.
But just.
Well, say that stat again. I think.
Like
I think
fewer people dropped out this year.
This year.
Yeah. They allow for it. They want to hit
so
that target.
So they let in more people.
Yeah.
because they wanted to break the record because it was the 45th anniversary.
As in dropped out, as in they just didn't turn up.
Did not finish, DNF.
Did they start?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so they're just halfway through.
So, yeah, because, and obviously... Right.
Injury, fatigue, all of that,
collapsing. Yeah. You know, you see a lot of people vomiting, all of that. And obviously, because it was hot, so there was a lot of people who were just not... There was one person I know who was running, then had to go to... had to be taken out of the race for a bit of medical treatment, but then wanted to finish the race, came back and finished the race. Legend.
Oh, good. You should finish the race.
But that takes a lot of mental strength.
Yeah, it just to plow on. You've got to be fully focused on it. And that's what I mean. What is harder? Is it just because focusing for 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you did it in under 5 hours.
It was my
What was the time?
4:47.
Lovely.
So I was well chuffed.
That is brilliant. Well, a lot of that's what people aim for, dream for.
Yeah.
Under five.
I'll be honest with you, and you know, it's not about the time. And some people do get hung up on the time, and it's like, oh, I could have done better, and all of that. You know what? Everyone could have done better. I get it because of the conditions, right? And yeah, I could have done it better as well because training was all going really well. Mm. And in training, I've never had a cramp. I've never had a spasm or anything. All of a sudden, we get to 16 miles, and my body was doing things I'd never experienced before. Right?
Yeah. Wow. Not even from your schoolboy's days.
Not even from them days. And so my left leg seized up, and it just was stiff. Oh.
Seized
you
know, up?
It just you got stuck. Stiffy. You got stiffy.
Stiffy at 16, and then stiffy at 18.
Wow. Wait, did the stiffy last from 16 to 18?
No, it didn't last that long, because I'm like...
It was coming and going.
So I'm like running Stiffies along. Stiffies do that. Like with this, like what felt like a wooden leg.
Yeah.
And it's just gone heavy. And then you're like, oh my God. And then I remember that Eliud Kipchoge reel that I saw before going, if you get pain, Eliud Kipchoge, who I was running the marathon.
Would you say Eliud Kipchoge? Is that Shadi Kipchoge?
He's not a singer. He's a runner.
Yeah, marathon runner. Yeah.
Kenyan.
Yeah. So I was running a race with the fastest man in the world. Yep. And he said, he goes, when you get pain, enhance the pain, take it on board, and he goes and run with it, and then only. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to get this pain on me, and it's just hurting a lot.
What'd you do in that situation, then, Gage?
I'll be honest with you. It's just you either stop and sit down, or you got to just keep going. And I just kept
going. You've got to keep going. I think. So, you can't stop
because
the minute you stop, that's it. Opening up.
Chris Evans goes, Kedge, you stop. Yeah. It's game over.
It's another kind of work.
You know, do we making like little noises? Like
who me?
Yeah,
I was shouting. Right. I was screaming.
Were your noises Desi or were they British?
I think
was it was, like hey, daddy, or was it like oh
well
ouch,
you've heard me swear ooh, you've heard ooh. Me swear it's how you hear me swear is that Desi or is that
well I mean, it's a I hybrid know, it's a
I
hybrid
think, well yeah because you do get into the Desi swearing Satch knows that I do like go into the Desi swearing a bit but it was predominantly the F word.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah. And it was just a lot of that but there
sake
was a,
off
yeah. Okay.
Now
yeah
yeah
yeah.
Yeah, or just, you know, just repeat it in a Kabaddi style.
More Kabaddi style. Yeah. So you do get a lot of that. And then you're like, no, focus, Kesh. Don't waste that energy. Focus. Shut up. Let's just get back into it. So it was really hard. But can I just say, firstly, just a few sort of things I observed, right? Firstly, I want to say all the agents who were there, because you don't get that many agents who come and support. There's a few, but not that many.
Yeah.
But every time that they saw an Asian, they always shouted the Asian out. They wouldn't shout any other white person out. But like, there was
What were they saying?
No. There was this one uncle who was just quiet. He wasn't. He was there with his family, and he wasn't saying anything.
Come on, Beda.
As soon as he saw me, he went, "Come on, Gage," like that. And I was like, "That's made my day."
Because your names on the show.
Of course, it is. Okay. Yeah. So everyone's got their names on the show.
Yeah,
they wouldn't shout any of the white people, but as soon as they see the one Asian, and the Asians, and come I think Gage. That has to be a thing. Can we get like people who just support the Asian and black communities? Because you don't get enough.
Because on another podcast somewhere, if they ever said, can we just have people supporting white people?
But we don't.
How bad would that be? But yeah, he thinks that's okay.
No, but the Asian community don't. There's not that many, firstly, of us who are running. And then secondly, we don't have enough support. So, you know, and sometimes the white people get a bit nervous pronouncing a Desi name.
Come on, Kodge.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Keej. Maybe the J is silent.
Kevin.
K.
K. Yeah. No, they were great. I tell you what, there was a lot of you know, like all types of people.
Was there a lot of brown people running it?
Not that many. I saw a few, but it's still like Tommy said, it's still not an Asian thing to be done. As said, you know what I mean? I think we're a bit nervous about it. We don't like to get involved in it. It is a big challenge. Fair play to all the men and women who were.
But then, do you know what, Kedge? When I watch it,
yeah,
and I was watching it, you know, I watched quite a lot of it actually this time because I was up quite early on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And you know, just had it on in the background.
Yeah,
there was a lot of people that I saw running it that you look like a marathon runner. Like you've been training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's people just like normal people running it.
Sad. And I'm just like... and you're right.
And I'm just like, how are they doing this?
Okay,
like,
so can I just banish this myth straight away? Because like you said, you saw them running and you're thinking, how are they doing it? It's not being run the whole way, right?
So they're walking.
Yeah, there's a...
It's fine. You've got to finish it.
It's still fine. But there was... What I noticed was there were people walking from about 4 or 5 miles in because it was ridiculously hot. So I noticed more people walking this marathon
earlier
than the last time I did it. And earlier and for longer. Yeah. And there was a lot of people who just thought, gave up because they thought, we don't want to pass out or
anything. And let's just walk all the way.
Let's just walk it. So there was a lot of that going on.
Like, let's just complete it now.
Because when I saw loads of it in the reel that you put up, Kedge, on your Instagram, there was a lot of people walking and you were kind of jogging like I could see, but you were going past a lot of people that were just...
Yeah, I was going past a lot of people. Yeah. And also that reel. And can I just say as well, also it's all well and good. And like you said, sitting here now and I've got the medal and all that, right? But, and the reel that you'll see is just, you'll see me. When you do see me, happy. I'm smiling, right? But what you're going to notice about that reel is that video footage is only there up until sort of halfway, up until Tower Bridge.
Right.
Okay, and then because then you go into Canary Wharf and all that.
Yeah.
And that's when it gets hard, right? Because firstly, it's not that many people there supporting you. It's a little bit windy. The roads are narrower. There's loads more people. And
I've heard it's hotter as well, right?
Yeah, it's hotter. Yeah. And then, like, I was in pain, right? And a lot of people are in pain. And so there is no videos of that section because you are
forget
and
the fun.
There was times where my mum was shouting my name and I couldn't. I was so focused.
Where was she?
My mum and dad were waiting.
She was in a little basket next to
her. Were you carrying her? Around. I don't know, innit?
Yeah.
Where was your mum? Was she following you? Did she run
into
you?
No, she was shouting from one of the sides.
Sidecar.
And I was so engrossed. I didn't even recognise that she was... It was like my mum shouting until I'd gone past her and then I looked back and waved.
You thought it was in your head, the voice.
Yeah.
Kedgel, you're not good enough.
And the problem with that as well. And the problem is when you turn back and look and try and wave... That means all of a sudden you're going to pull another muscle in your leg.
Oh yeah, you can't do that.
And so therefore people are going, go on, Kedge. And I couldn't even raise my hand to say thank you. I just go thumbs up quickly, whatever.
Did she have a bit of a Teppeline, a bit of four for you?
No, there was just a banana and that was it. It was just a banana and to be fair, a monster banana and it didn't do anything. I just needed more. I needed salt. I didn't have enough salt. And that's what people, because this is the things that you don't really realise. You train with everything else and you've got to eat the gels and all of that nonsense, right? But you need, when it was this hot, we needed a lot of electrolytes and there was no electrolytes to be had.
Sausages are salty. See, I'm just saying. If you I love a sausage. I'm saying salty. Where you can get salty things from?
Right, I see. Bacon. I should have had a couple of sausages.
Yeah,
but sausages, I do have to make a bit of a public apology.
Yes.
You do.
Oh, look at both of you.
Because I tell you what I was going to say, because earlier you were going, oh, Asians didn't really turn up to the marathon. Yeah. Asians don't really take part in the marathon.
No, I'm not.
And I was like, I thought you were going to go, but Asians did. Yeah.
But Asians do. And I tell you what, they turned up to support the cancer research charity that I was running for.
Lovely.
And you know, I sort of said, oh, you know, the majority of the people who were giving me donations were Gore. Well, that completely flipped on its head. And so many Brownload people who are listening, dedicate. And like I said, even if it was a fiver, tenner, whatever.
Yeah, anything.
But I loved how there were a lot of anonymous people, but in brackets, they would write Brownload fan. So we know.
Come on.
But you know what?
So
if you'd
good.
Given us your names, we could have given you a shout. But so many. So thank you for that. And you know, there was that one message I sent you guys from that guy, Curran, who was running his first marathon. Yeah. And, you know, he messaged me to say he finished it. And again, he was just like, oh, I didn't get the time that I wanted. I was like, mate.
It's cool. You finished it.
Bro, such... Like,
and
I
the
said,
guy was not doing... You know, he was not running. The guy was not doing anything like that. And all of a sudden, he decides to do a marathon.
Yeah.
See, it's funny that, because the more I watched it this year, Kedge, I was just like, I'd love to do this.
Oh, Saj, come on.
But I don't think I could.
No, you can. Anyone. Saj, you are fit still. You guys walk.
I think step one is wanting to do it. Now that's it. For me, that is where you...
Even Tommy turned there and looked for a minute.
He was just like,
No, but that's because like what you said. If you want to, that's the step.
I was just like, I would love to do that one day.
Right, there you go. That's it.
Because it is just, honestly, and it is the biggest sporting event where you're all on the same team. You're not competing against anybody. We're all together. And the fans.
Well, not really, because then I heard some people were cussing, saying, oh, you know, some people shouldn't get a medal because they finished slow and all of this kind of jazz.
Well, so the thing is,
Because you get those marathon snobs.
Yeah, well, I've been keeping my... I wore the medal the whole day on Monday.
Yeah, you get free stuff, don't you? Like lunch and pizza at certain places.
Can I tell you something else about the Brownload as well? Yeah. The man of Brownloaders who messaged me just to go, Kedge, by the way, you can get all of this free. By the way, you can get all of this free. That you know, like, the amount of people free. Who message. Can, so, but only week. On the day or like...
I know,
or
it's
the
week.
No, no,
it's
no, the
week.
Day after. The day after, maybe you might get...
A Sunday, Monday,
a free pizza
if
or
you come
whatever.
In with your medal, you get... Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Oh, but good. I'll be honest with you, when you finish it...
Mate, yeah, you can't move.
You just want to go... Like, you know, I'm not looking for a Franca Manca pizza for a free pizza. I just need to get home. I've got to do the stairs at Stanmore Station and then deal with that. Do you know what I mean?
Roof and a tablet or yanker and a cranker.
Exactly. I don't care if you gave me a free pint. Honestly, I just need to get home. And that's the beauty of people who've never run a marathon, because they're going, oh, look at all the freebies, mate.
Do you know what the good freebie? An Uber back home. That's the freebie.
Well, I got free. You get free public transport, which is the best thing.
Yeah, and you get a little massage at the end of it, don't you?
Well, I got a massage. So Cancer Research put on a special place, which I had to walk to get to. They should have had. They should have
God forbid. Like an auntie at the airport. Get me the cart, please. Yeah, get me the cart, voila.
It was a walk to St. James's Park, but I had to get there. So then I got there, and then Cancer Research put on this brilliant sort of reception where you walk in, they all ring the bell, and everyone's clapping, blah blah blah. They had like
bell for the bell.
They had burgers and chips and everything like that. And they go, oh, would you like a free massage? And I went, oh, well, why not? You know me, I don't like a massage, but when you've just run 26 miles, anything, right? Because I could feel a bit of cramp coming on.
Oh, so well, you've been spasming and cramping anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I thought I'd got rid of it, and then I thought, oh, it's getting... Because once, obviously, like Sad said, once you stop,
that's
it.
No, you can't stop.
And then, so obviously, I'd stop now. So I went upstairs, and it was a brilliant room. There was about 18 tables, with loads of two people massaging every single person. And I thought, oh God, it's gonna be a long way.
It's not like you to go for a massage. Kid.
No, it's not.
I couldn't imagine
desperate,
it.
Desperate time.
Okay, let them guess.
Yeah. You sent a picture with your head through the middle of the thing.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking of you guys. I was like, if I could
and
send
honestly,
this,
it just made me laugh because I'm like, I could never imagine Kedge. Like to start with, the lady would be like, what's there to massage?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this, right? So because this is what. I kind of wanted you guys to be there and watch it live as it was happening.
It'd be like massaging a pepperoni.
Do you know what I mean?
Massaging Kedge is like, literally, imagine a pepperoni man walks along, just lies down and goes,
kebabs.
Right.
Like just doing a kebab on the tour.
Bro, not even that much girth. It's pencil girth.
There wasn't much after I'd ran it anyway.
Anyway,
so use a finger.
So you get there and they go.
So I get there and they go, oh, so we're just going to give you a massage. Would you like? I said, mate, anything. I'm just lying down. You go and do whatever you go do.
Just make me feel better.
So I put my face through that hole and they started on my thighs and they said, oh, we're going to just lower your socks a little bit to get to the bottom of your legs and they're going to lift your shorts up because I had the Lycra ones sort of slightly on the thighs.
Yeah, you need that.
So and mate, it was so funny because I was, you know me, and I'm just not one who's used to doing massage.
I bet you I know what happened.
So I'm just going, whoa, wow. And I'm just shouting and the guy next to me going, you enjoying that, mate? Yeah. I said, mate, this. And I just kept going, you guys are incredible. And I'm just going,
all emotional.
I'm just literally, if people were looking, thinking, is someone having a bit of a good time?
Yeah.
And it was just incredible. And then they spent longer on me than anyone else they did. Right?
Sure they did.
Because I just didn't want them to stomp. Because I'm so, and then they could turn over and they did the front of the legs and everything. I said, I was going to ask them to do the back and everything as well.
You need it. But I'm surprised you didn't book one in for the next day or even today.
I didn't think about it.
You should.
No one thinks about the after.
Haven't you got a local one around here?
I think I might have to go.
I think I might have to go
because I'm struggling.
Because it'll sort you out.
Well,
it'll sort you out.
Nice little tail massage. That's what you need.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you need it.
Take it on.
I was a wriggly fish.
Oh, yeah?
They just left it on me. They didn't dry it off. So I had all this gel or whatever.
Someone put their fish on you. What did you say?
It was like gel.
No, you don't want it. You want
that lube.
Yeah. You went to a Diddy party.
Come to this tent, son. Come. Is that the official tent? Yeah. Lie down.
Get on this table, Kedge.
Yeah.
Turn over. Yeah, stick your face in that hole.
What do you want? Yeah, exactly. Just a massage?
Yeah, I'll tell you the funniest thing that you guys would have laughed yourself at was that basically, so I got off the thing and I had to put my shoes on, but I kind of slid my shoes on, but I wanted to get, the back bit wasn't on properly, right? Yeah. So I thought, I can't bend. Normally, I could bend over and just
You can't
use
bend
finger.
Over. Yeah.
I can't bend Full over. Bend. So I found a chair and I thought, right, let me sit on that, which is slightly away from the massage table. So I sat down. And then I thought, right,
when to grab it.
I'm trying to get to it and bend it. And I'm like, I can feel it's all pulling. The hamstring's going again. I went for it and it went doing again, right? And then he goes, have you cramped up again or something? I said, yeah, can you please help me? And I started shouting. I was, because I didn't know what to do. So I'm sitting sideways in this chair I don't want to cramp up my left leg as well. And he's come on and he's like, you know, doing that thing what they do, the footballers on the pitch.
Yeah, like holding your leg out. Pushing your toes back
and then
on
so,
you.
So he did it for like about 30 seconds. He said, all right, shall I put it? I went, no, don't put it down.
Don't leave me.
No, don't leave me. This is just the start of it.
You're my hero.
The poor guy was there for 10 minutes holding my, because I couldn't move.
Holding your Magnesca that long.
Yeah, he didn't care.
You need it.
But brutal, mate. Like, this is the thing that, you know, but you don't see. People don't talk about. It is absolutely
brutal. What about like sitting on the toilet? Can you sit?
I can't sit on the toilet.
Yeah, I've heard people can't do that.
I can't. I have to lower myself holding the sink. Right. And then even getting up, I've got to like really push off. I've got to get some momentum and
nothing,
push off.
Nothing in your leg. It's all, yeah.
Yeah, it's the legs. I can't. With stairs, I have to walk down backwards.
You should have like installed some bars or something around you.
What was that?
I've got to walk down, because I can't go can't forward go downstairs. I have to walk down backwards.
You're sitting on his bum and going one by one.
Like, it is.
Bro, if I put my
I've woken up like an 80-year-old man. No,
see, you're then in a good, you're in good shape. Because if I put my body through that, bro, I would never recover. Something would go wrong. Something would go wrong forever.
Of course you would.
No, I'm telling you, man. I got to train. You got to train light now.
You did the whole marathon walking.
Walking, yeah.
But still, that would have hurt a bit.
Yeah. That did
exactly. I know.
I don't think I'm still correct.
Really? Yeah. It does. You're right. It does affect. Like, there was this one girl who did it a couple of years ago with me, and she can't run again to that level because she messed up a hip.
It just took it.
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to do it.
No, but I think train for it. See where you go.
See where you go. Do the half first.
Take the steps.
I can walk a half easy. I don't know about jogging it.
But that's what I mean, jogging it. Yeah. That's the next level, Saj. Come on. Right. All that walking.
Anyway, so Well done. Marathon,
tick and done.
Major life achievement. Yeah. Second one.
Done and dusted.
Super. And thank you again, generally, on behalf of all of us, for those who donated to get, because that makes it super worthwhile.
And you can. Amateur race?
1,500. We smashed it. And we were, you know, a few hundred short last week. So incredible.
Exactly.
Excellent. That's really great to hear.
On Saturday night then, did you manage to catch the boxing? Because I know you had to be up early on Sunday.
I tried to do a little bit. I watched a couple of rounds. But I think I saw the best part of that boxing, which was just all the intros and the build up to it.
What do you mean?
Well, because it was Ben versus Eubank.
Yeah.
And I think I was quite sort of, I was watching the undercards for a bit, which they were quite exciting. But it was also, you know, it was quite Bollywood, wasn't it? Like Willie's dad walking.
I missed it all. I didn't watch anything. I was at a ball. I was at a
Eubank. How did you miss that?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, a load of the dads were just watching it on their phones. Yeah.
I was watching it on my phone. I was DJing.
But of course you were. But by then, I think the dance floor was open. So
I just got to the club 10 o'clock. The rings walks were about to start. Pulled up my tablet. Bang on. Watching it while I was DJing.
Why was it so Bollywood? What was that though?
Because Eubank and his like junior and his dad Eubank Chris Eubank senior.
Yeah.
They've not spoken for years.
And in all
the build up, Senior was saying, I'm not going to my son's thing. He's a disgrace. He's this, that, and the other.
He smashed an egg on his face.
And then Chris Eubank, the son, was saying, I haven't spoken to my dad in years, and all of this kind of stuff. So for then to, you know, cut to after one of the undercards goes to the parking lot.
Yeah.
The Rolls Royce door opens. It's his dad.
Yeah.
And it was honestly together. It was like gubby gushy. You could have had that music.
Yeah, you could have.
It was very Bollywood.
Brilliant.
And everyone, my phone just went nuts. Every group chat that I was in was just like, oh my God, have you seen what's happening? Blah, blah, blah. I was just like, this is crazy.
Did you hear why he turned up? Did you hear what he said? Chris Eubank.
He's senior. My son, isn't it? He's my son, isn't it?
He did that. It's funny because Chris Eubank I think his value. Yeah. As a celebrity,
he's
has shot up during this whole build up.
He's always been good.
No, but now he's become, everyone's talking about him again because he's such a character.
He's a character.
So firstly, he said to, I've seen about three clips of all people asking him, oh, so how come you decided to come, basically?
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of them, he's like, he's my son, I was always going to be there.
Mm.
The other one was, you go, he my boy, a Rastafari behavior. And I'm like, what? Like,
yeah, you know, like he goes into that.
And then
he'll switch back to like the other one, normal English
and
again.
You'll like this, Kedge, because he goes, listen, he goes, anybody who studies spirituality will tell you that there is the conscious self and there is the subconscious self.
Yeah.
Because the conscious is represented by the ego.
Mm.
He goes, my ego didn't want to come, but my subconscious was always going to come. Wow. I thought, boom,
that's deep.
Then he can do that. And then you go, oh, wow. Yeah, that's absolutely it. We react on ego, but actually deep down, we know what's really right and not right.
And can I say, great fight.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Great fight. Both of them were going for it as well.
Went the distance, I heard.
Went the distance, yeah. Okay. Really good, really good. Do you know, there's people that, like, you know, don't like watching boxing on replay because they've missed it or something.
Yeah.
A lot of my mates who are so into boxing were like, I missed it, I'm going to watch it again. I'm like, oh,
on the replay.
Okay. It was a good fight.
That was at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium as well.
There was a guy who played the Arsenal song.
There was an Arsenal, yeah. And actually...
How do you feel about that?
Well, so I can tell you a little bit of insight about that. So there was a guy who came out and he was an Arsenal fan, so he played the North London Forever song.
Which is a really crap song, by the way.
I'm glad you said it. I didn't say it, but it's something that Arsenal have made up in the last couple of years.
It's awful. It's a really bad song.
And it's the irony being obviously they're from Woolwich. Them singing North London Forever is actually quite funny.
And also, there's another very well known team in North London.
Yeah, yeah, so. Exactly.
So, pardon it.
Yeah,
absolutely. So it's all a bit funny. But anyway, so he wanted to play it because he thought it would look funny. And then the guy he was fighting was a Tottenham fan. And then the guy who was a Tottenham fan battered him anyway. But let me tell you, yeah, I've got some inside juice.
Go on.
I've got the inside juice on that.
Go on.
So that song being played, right? The DJ.
Majestic. Yeah.
Was DJing.
Yeah.
And
is he good?
Oh yeah, he's a big garage
presenter
DJ.
On Talksport.
On Talksport, and I don't know if you've seen the clips.
He was a garage MC.
He's brilliant. Okay. So I'm in a group chat with Majestic, and he then clarified. He goes, "That guy told me that he wanted to play this song, and he goes, I'm not playing it, and he refused.
Good.
So because Majestic is a Tottenham fan, by the way,
right?
But he refused, and then the sound people of the stadium had to play it. So, because obviously this guy, you know, the show had to go on. So, Majestic was like basically saying to all the Tottenham fans, because all the Tottenham fans are going, oh, why did the DJ play if he's a Tottenham fan? So, Majestic had to clear his name. It was not him. Mm. All the stress. It's
ridiculous.
All the stress.
So much drama.
I know.
But football-wise,
yeah.
Again, you know, all my football knowledge comes from overhearing men in the changing room talking to each other.
Is that what you do? Hang around changing room listening to football chats?
Yeah. And I piece it together. And it's hilarious.
On that leather sofa.
Yeah. And I'm listening.
Nuts out, leather. So far, listening to me.
And the thing is, they all know each other by the team they support. So they go, oh, your lot were all right last night. Or what your lot.
Do they speak to you about West Ham?
No, they do not. That's hilarious. No, we'll talk about... I've talked to a couple of people about music. That's it.
Okay.
But they'll go, they'll do that. And then they go, I remember because last week I heard, oh, it could all be sewn up this weekend.
Mm.
And then while I was hosting an event, a wedding on Sunday, which I'll tell you about. It's quite a bit of drama.
Oh.
But while I was hosting this wedding, everyone started cheering.
Right.
Because something happened. Did someone win?
I'd finished the marathon.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. It was a football cheer.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happens on Sunday.
Nothing happens.
It was, because Tottenham were playing Liverpool and we got battered.
Nothing happened. Oh, okay.
And Liverpool won 5-1.
Okay.
Nothing happened. No one cares. Forget about football. I want to talk about football. The thing I want to talk about is cricket because yesterday.
Anything to not talk about.
No, I'm telling you, what I saw yesterday, I think is a moment that, you know, if you're a cricket watcher, you're not going to forget that moment. I think Kedge watched it as well. And today, everyone's talking about it everywhere.
And it's everywhere in the English press as well. And also, can I just say, we were early on this, on the Brownload.
We
mentioned this early.
We were.
We scouted. It was thanks to the Brownload that everyone knew about this. But we said that there was a 14-year-old boy who plays for the Rajasthan Royals. And his name is Vaibhav Suryavanshi.
Yeah.
And he's just 14. And he hit his first ball, he hit six when he first played.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
100 off 35 balls.
Unbelievable. 35 balls.
Get your head around that. 14 years old.
14. Yeah.
14, mate. 14.
And, do you know the only person who's done that better than that is Chris Gayle.
Yeah.
And he did it in 30 balls.
You know, you tell me, because you follow cricket a lot more closely than I do, but in all the years, there's never been anyone this young. And if there is someone this young in major sport like this, it's been in football. You know, you might get...
I don't think you've had a 14-year-old.
Not a 14-year-old.
Do we not have Rooney at 16?
No, 16. There's a big difference between a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old.
True.
You've got pubes at 16.
The 14-year-old.
Is a Milo like 13?
Milo's going to be 13 in a few weeks' time. Yeah,
exactly. He's just a year older than Milo.
But, see, he's probably only had a moustache for about a week.
Oh, he's great. It's like a bit like Kedges. It's just there.
Oh, okay. He looks like quite a butcher.
He's quite a butcher. Very young.
14!
Yeah.
14 years old.
You know what I was doing when I was 14?
What?
A paper round.
Yeah.
Even Sachin Tendulkar was 16 when he made his debut for India.
That's what I mean, 14.
How long? Sachin Tendulkar was?
16.
There you go.
I was probably eating mud still at 14.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we just loved a bit of cricket, didn't we? Just cricket.
I was obsessed with air cushions on trainers. That was it.
Oh, air cushions.
No, that was my world.
Oh, no, air cushions.
All the air.
Reebok pumps.
It just came out. Yeah.
Reebok pumps.
That was my world. Skateboarding. Yeah. 14. Well, and 100 off of 35 balls. Yeah. Brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Okay, one to one.
Quite incredible.
Vabe.
And also, it just makes you think, like, you know what? Like, humans are incredible. Humans are absolutely incredible. And he was doing that in the heat of India, which is not easy. People in the UK were running in the heat of the UK heat wave, which is basically it's been thrusted upon us all of a sudden in April, and we're not used to this because it's come early, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where have April showers gone?
This is beautiful.
I'm not complaining.
It's lovely.
While I was driving along coming to yours today, Kedge, I put sun cream on my head because it was coming through that hard.
You look so tan when you came out of your car.
I'm telling you, I've topped up.
You look darker than you came out from Thailand.
But it was said 24 degrees, but I think it's hot in that. But it's lovely.
Yeah.
We're going to be hitting 27.
Barbecues
galore. And also, you know, can I just say as well, I think we need to break this thing about, barbecues only on, say, a Friday, Saturday or a Sunday.
Do them whenever.
Yeah.
Get them out.
If I could, I'd cook outdoors, I think, as often as I could.
Yeah.
If it was undercover a bit and you could... Mm.
I haven't got a barbecue, boys.
What?
Oh. I need to go and bar one.
Why don't you just get one of those quick ones? No, it's not the same.
You need the full.
He wants commitment.
You need the full shebang.
You're like telling him to go for a quick massage. And he's going, no, I want long-term barbecuage.
Happy ending. But I'm saying, like, you can buy you don't have to buy the big one with the wheels and everything.
I want the one with the wheels.
I want the big one. With a gas.
Proper. With all the little compartments and all that.
You want the gas, fully gas and everything.
No, I don't know. No, I think
you still want the charcoal.
I think a coal one tastes better.
Yeah, I agree. They say you can recreate.
It's
not the same.
That's going to be an investment, Saj.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? Like, I've been looking for the last few years. I've never bought one. So I've been barbeculess for about 2-3 years.
You've got commitment issues when it comes to
The only problem is because I'm not around on the weekend to fire it up. I'm not at home. That's why I've not bought it.
This just sounds like a relationship.
I know.
It is quite complicated.
I'm not around on the weekends to fire it up.
Threw the old one out as well.
Exactly.
30th of April is National Sausage Day.
Oh, see? Thank you. Oh, well done.
Yeah. 30th of April.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow. But yesterday, if you listen to the podcast, on a Thursday.
Wednesday, 30th.
National Sausage Day.
I love sausages. I've had 2 packs of sausages today. You know the mini snack one?
2 packs?
Okay, here's what happened.
That's a lot of sausage, isn't it?
Where did you put them?
It was an accident. Right, it was an accident because what happened is
it was an accident and they've gone into me.
Yeah, no,
devouring sausages.
No, listen, it was so hot, right?
What's that got to do with anything? Hot, ice cream, milkshake.
Yeah,
he goes and picks up sausages.
Right,
you could have anything cold.
So, I've come out of the gym.
Yeah,
haven't eaten all morning. It was hot.
Frappuccino, whatever it's called.
I went in. My missus called me as soon as I went into this petrol station, and she goes, "I went off, just grabbing a bottle of water." She says, "Oh, get me one. We were going to meet at the house because there's a few work going on."
Yeah.
2 bottles of water, but they were part of the meal deal.
Here we go.
Right.
So you get...
What's that got to do with the sausage?
Because the bottle of water... I'm telling you, that's why it was an accident. So the bottle of water is like £2.20 each.
Yeah. Evian?
Evian. Or Buxton, you're the choice, right? Yeah.
Sports cap.
That's what she likes. I like it as well. Yeah. You feel like you can aim it, right?
Okay.
No, it does.
Well, I don't know what you're doing with your water, but
it's an easier suck. You know, rather than just a pour.
It's not actually that.
I prefer it.
I got one of them during the marathon, and it was difficult because
you have to squeeze it.
Yeah, but when you're running, so you've got to tilt it, so it's got to be full. Only then you squeeze.
And then you squeeze. And the juice.
But I was just
But you can control it then, rather than imagine you're trying to run and it's just an open hole.
When you're cramping, you just want liquid into your mouth. The last thing you just want to lift it and whack, get into your gob. This, I have to get the angle right, so it's all full. Then you squeeze. Then you got
to
get.
I think for a marathon, it just needs to be the cup. It needs to be the cup. Put it in a paper cup and just give it to
you. No. The paper cup is another problem as well because you're running and then it's all sloshing around everywhere.
Then what do you need it in?
Then I'm covered and then my hands are all sticky because I had Lucozade.
Usually just run with your mouth open and they just fire
hose it.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, go on. So,
I don't like the sports cap either, by the way. I always twist it and
I'm a twister.
And we twist.
Control freaks.
Again.
I've got to trust in the cap. Just let it go.
I know,
it's
I don't like the cap.
Anyway. So
Not enough.
It was £2.20 for a bottle of this water.
Yeah.
And it was £6 for the meal deal.
Okay.
So then...
So I got a
sandwich and crisps.
Yep, to wrap. No, and the other snack you can get, a pack of sausages, because they are £2.80 on their own. So you're really getting your money's worth for your £6 meal deal. See, because the sandwiches. Oh,
sorry. No, no, but this doesn't make sense, Tommy. So you spent £12 then
instead of £4.50.
You got mugged off.
No, instead of £4.50 on just two bottles of water,
you spent £12.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any
sense. I get two sandwiches, two wraps.
You pay more money. Of course you're going to get more.
Did you need the sandwich or did you need the sausages?
Each of those things individually are more expensive. Are they, you know,
no, but that's not the point. Is it
is the point.
Here we go. We're going to have to go through this again with him.
No, you got me. They got me on the upsell. Like, okay, why just buy the drink when I'm for just that four? We need to eat lunch anyway.
Yeah, but that's like going into B&Q and going, well, yeah, I just went there for paint. But then they said, well, you know what? Pay for the kitchen as well. And then also you will give you some flooring.
But if you needed the kitchen, that's okay, isn't it?
This guy, honestly, it made no sense. No, you could have walked out there, £4.50, you left there with £12.
But also, and more for my investment.
But why?
Did you need it?
I was hungry. Yes,
but why a horse?
No. Sorry, but did you need it?
Yeah,
not about if you're hungry.
Yeah, but the first question is, when did sausages become part of a meal?
You can have fruit or sausages.
Because why has no one asked about this yet? For me, sausages as part of a meal deal. So hold a minute.
Wow.
So are they cooked? Are they?
Yeah, obviously. You're not going to eat them raw, am I? Yeah, it's cooked. Cooked mini sausages.
And they're in that airtight. Mattisons. Are they in that vacuum?
They're in a pack, like the fridge raiders.
How
a
bit big?
Like that. About the size of
microphone.
Your palm of your hand.
Yeah, no, okay.
No, just without the fingers.
Pack. How many did you get in them?
On a man-sized hand.
How many did you get in them?
About 8.
What? This is like industrial amounts of sausage. I mean, you smashed 2 packets of this.
Yeah, man.
So you got 16 amounts of sausages.
Because my wife doesn't really like mini sausages. She liked the big one.
You bought them conveniently.
So I had those and I went, oh, here you go. Here's a wrap and here's your water. She's happy with that. And I got 2 packets.
What's the vegetarian equivalent of those sausages?
Oh, yeah, there's fruit. Or there might be little falafel. No, there might be 2 falafel balls and a little bit of hummus or something like that.
That is poor, isn't it?
No, it's not. We got the sausage, you got the balls.
Yeah, you got 12.
It's a balanced diet.
Sausages.
Couple of apples, mate, and a carrot
of
stick.
Here you go. And a raw mushroom.
Isn't it?
How am I going to do this?
What is that?
Go on and cook it.
That is dead. Oh,
anyway, so you got your sausages.
I don't like sausages, by the way.
You don't?
No, not
do
a fan.
Do you like a sausage?
No.
Or even on pizza.
Ken, did you like veggie sausages? You like them?
Not the Stella McCartney. Yeah, Linda. Is it Stella? Linda. Yeah, Linda. Not them ones. But you know, like they used to, and they kind of stopped doing it, but they used to do like these proper veggie sausages where they had like vegetables in it.
Yeah, like bits of sweet corn and pepper.
Yeah,
and
but they don't really make them. Like sometimes you get them in like Wetherspoons, but I don't even.
I love those.
Yeah, those.
I love those with a bit of cheese, mayo.
Yeah.
I don't mind a veggie sausage.
Yeah, but I don't like those McCartney ones.
Yeah. No,
I'm not a fan of the McCartney ones.
I tell you which are the best ones.
Because it's too realistic. I don't need it.
It's the Richmond vegetarian sausage.
A lot of people say that.
Bro, I put them into sausage rolls.
No, but that's because you're a meat eater.
Even I'm telling you, you can't tell.
You're a meat eater.
Well, you can tell, but it's the closest thing, bro.
Yeah. I don't need to be close.
I've done a lot of sausage in my time, boys. I'm not too proud to admit it. It's from some serious sausage experience. So happy belated sausage day to all my fellow sausage brethren out there. My brothers and sausage sisters.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that, you whack them on the barbie though, isn't it?
Now the air fryer is pretty fantastic. It can give you that all rounder. Barbecue, you've got to watch it.
Did you guys not like bangers and mash growing up?
Yeah, loved it with gravy and peas. I'm from the East.
Do you remember there was that advert? What was he speak? That was this massive pile of mash and then bangers
gravy
coming out of it.
Like the Millennium Dome.
Well, do that action again, Ken.
No, but what was that?
Very naturally to him, didn't it?
Even with
all that cramping up, because my arms were hurting, I can't lift a bottle of water up to get it to my mouth, but you could do that sausage, double sausage action really well.
That came quite easy.
Yeah. That weren't gravy.
They always do.
But what was that advert? What was that?
Yeah, I know what you're on about.
I can't think of it. Anyway. So from sausages to... you said you were going to talk to us about wedding.
I need to say this. The wedding was beautiful. It's in a beautiful location, right, in Birmingham.
Yeah. Birmingham.
Right, lovely hall, lovely decor. And genuinely, I'm not just saying this, all lovely people there. I get there and I'm hosting it. So I'm invited to host. So I'm doing some like emceeing duties, which I don't really do much of.
MC!
But I did it. And I'm there ready to go. But we're waiting for like the band and this and the other to kind of get ready because there's a band about to perform.
Band.
Yeah. And they were like, and as I got there, I went, right, No band.
Oh.
There was two singers scheduled.
No, but was there any band members there?
The band was on the stage. There was the items,
set up all of their shit.
But they went. There's two people performing completely separately.
Right.
And both of them are not making it now.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, so live PAs.
Live
band.
Yeah.
From the Bhangra industry.
Punjabi artists. If I'm honest, I couldn't even tell you the names because I'm not really familiar with the music. I'm really
down.
Not.
You let
I
down.
Am. Yeah. But it pretty. I'm sure.
I think you're Gujarati.
Yeah. Well,
you don't know these Punjabi artists. Well, names. No, like,
but
come on.
No, but it's the new wave, and I don't.
Oh,
I don't know that scene. I'm commercial.
If
I'm
it was
Sardala
Gil, he'd know.
Yeah, those are my guys. Yeah.
So, by the way, have you seen that video? Sukhjinder Singh. Is it Sukhjinder Singh? What was it said? There's that Punjabi singer who's singing. They've invited a singer, and the bride and groom don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't think that's true.
I think it's Sahara.
Yeah.
No.
It was.
No, yeah, it was one singer. It was like...
Oh, no, Shinda.
Like, Shinda, it was Shinda.
Well, he was actually at this wedding that I was at then on the weekend. And they all knew who he was. So
really? How could
he... stepped in, I think, as a last minute one to help him out.
Oh, bless
and
him.
And absolutely smashed it, right? But...
Lovely.
Why didn't they tell... And then the couple came out and came down and they actually told everyone. They went, look, we need to tell you, two acts aren't here. Mm. One of them, we went to collect from the airport. We were there.
Mm.
He's on the other side. He's landed.
Mm.
He had the wrong visa. They sent him back.
No.
And then the...
Obviously, he's from India.
Yeah?
He's from India. Punjab.
Yeah. An Indian act. Yeah.
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 And the other one...
Yeah.
And they said this to the room. And I've got to go on straight after them...
Yeah.
...and get the crowd ready for their first dance and do all the stuff that I do and set the tone of fun and comedy and humour.
So they're going to set the tone.
And then they go, and the second guy, he didn't turn up. He couldn't... No, he's pulled out because he's just received death threats this morning and he's not allowed to perform.
Oh.
And if he performs... He's a dead man. And I'm standing there with my mouth open going, and they go, but we're going to have a good time regardless, aren't
Here's
we?
Tommy Sandu.
Right? And actually the crowd immediately sort of cheered for them. And I took it up. I went, well, I said, my wife doesn't always give me a visa to come out and I get plenty of death threats, but I'm here and I, and everyone started laughing. I said, she friends me every day.
Yeah.
I said, you can't live your life like that. Okay. Screw them.
Yeah.
I'm here. Let's have a go. And everyone just laughed it off and then away we went. But I thought, blooming heck, only at an Indian wedding.
Double bubble.
Only.
That's a lot of drama, isn't it?
Isn't it? But it was a brilliant party, super lovely family, and the best time.
They didn't really hedge their bets carefully. They could have done that a bit more. You've got to have one that's like, you know, in the UK, dead certain.
And also bringing them from India, and the guy was at the airport like, what, hours before? Hours before the wedding.
If like the wedding's on the day, you shouldn't be flying in on the day.
No, it wasn't. It was 2 days before. I was on the Friday.
Oh,
on the,
I see.
On
okay.
the Friday when
oh,
I went to get him.
Oh, so then you had a bit of time to rectify the situation, no?
No, I guess you got the wrong visa.
Yeah.
No, not him. Scrap him off. Send him back. I'm talking about just get another stand in, isn't
it? Yeah, I think that's where one of the other acts came from. And then there was another couple acts that then had to come in last minute.
Oh,
so I don't know which way around it was. But they just.
I mean, if you cancel it as well, it'd have been, you know, third strike and you're out.
Yeah, exactly. So no, it was, I just thought.
Was it a good event, though?
It was a great, honestly, beautiful wedding and hot. You know, when these sunshine weddings.
Drinks are flowing. It's good. Good.
And by the way, full vegetarian menu.
Oh, lovely.
The noodles and the chili paneer, spicy noodles and paneer.
Yeah.
There's something about that, isn't it?
Can't beat that. That combo is banging.
I'm telling you, as a chicken and noodle person,
Hakka noodles, Szechuan noodles, right? With chili paneer, banging.
I love chicken noodles, but I think it's equal. The paneer noodles.
That's a very India style dish. Yeah, noodles and paneer.
Yeah. Indo Chinese.
But we move swiftly on to things we have learned.
Things we have learned.
We will learn from every scenario. I think every podcast you learn
Can
from.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go on.
The thing that I have learned is...
Kedge walks like he's done a tatti after he's done the marathon.
Kedge has done a tatti.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to record him walk. We should record him walking. And in six months' time, make you do a tatti in your pants and walk as well. And it'll be the same
Can
walk.
Can you guess?
Same
walk?
Which one's which?
Yeah.
Poo your pants.
Yeah.
Go on.
The thing that I have learned is the average person in a day would listen or hear as you go for your day 25 different songs.
Oh. What, just like peripheral sound?
Yeah, could be.
I don't think I've heard anything near that number.
No, but it could be like, you know, if it's
you would have.
I think you
pulled up next to someone, their car stereo, shops.
Yep.
You know,
adverts, TV, while you're listening to music.
Maybe.
Yeah. 25.
And you work at a commercial radio station?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm today because I was working from.
I'm pretty sure. No, that's different. 25
No, but I'm like today I was working from home, so I'm just trying to think. But no, you're right. I think I'm
slightly. If you're in one
TV,
room,
yeah. If the TV's on,
no, you're right. TV was on. Yeah, I was listening to the radio for a bit.
If you're listening to like Talksport or LBC, you're going to hear music from the adverts. Correct. You know, like just
because you're a DJ, Saj. Yeah. If you hear like a song,
yeah,
in a van and it goes past,
oh yeah, I'll turn my music down to listen to what it is.
To hear what it is.
Yeah. That's the game,
isn't it?
Wow,
that's the game.
Because you can't hear all the high ends of it.
It's just that's it. You got to
work it out.
Line. Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
That's good.
Imagine being Satch and your mind just going through this labyrinth of like library of rows and rows.
Even if someone pulls up next to me and I can hear their music, I have to turn mine off to hear what they're listening to.
Just and make sure that you know it.
No, I just want to. I'd like to know what people are listening to.
Yeah. Then you look at them and go, okay, the thing I learned actually is today sponsored by Simon Sandu.
Oh.
And it kind of relates to the marathon.
Does he like sausages?
Yeah, he loves a sausage. You know what? He and I were both rewarded with sausages when we were younger.
Like you're a dog eager, mate. Have a sausage.
These guys are famously known for the sausage roll as well. Actually doing it.
The sausage Sandus from East London.
We saw that video where they're doing the sausage roll.
Yeah, we love it.
Where he holds him upside down, and then they do all that weird rolling around.
There are many moves that go for the sausage roll. But so Simon messaged and he said, "Oh, Ken's doing a marathon. You know, obviously you listen to the podcast."
Yeah,
and he goes, "Do you know about why our Snickers was called Marathon for so long
back in the day?"
Right, so it was always called Marathon, but rest of the world it was known as Snickers.
Yeah,
and that was because the UK lot, where basically the confectionery scene, the marketing people said, there is no way the British people will buy a chocolate bar which sounds like Knickers. You can't have
makes sense.
I mean, that sounds like Knickers because Knickers. You think about the 80s as well. Knickers. That's an 80s word.
That's a very
80s. No one looking says, at knickers.
No one says knickers anymore.
No, you're right.
That's actually very true.
It's an old word, isn't it?
Who says knickers?
Show us your knickers. That's such an old school 80s builder style.
It is very
horrible. But they wouldn't have it called Snickers for that reason.
Right.
And then only when several years passed and they went, look, we're not that childish now.
Right.
We're not going to laugh at knickers.
Mm.
Yeah. We're better than that.
No.
Yeah.
It still makes me laugh.
Yeah. So that's when it switched over. So it was simply because knickers was just too close
rude.
To Snickers.
Too rude. Okay. If you had two, it'd be like a pair of Snickers.
Yeah.
A pair of Snickers.
Mm. Yeah. And if you pooed yourself in your knickers, you'd have a Snickers in your pair of knickers.
Yeah.
Or a pair of, maybe it depends.
Snickers with nuts in it. Yeah, I mean, how appropriate for the time and generation we're living in now. Anyway, so my one is about running as well, actually.
Oh.
And this is, I was quite astonished by this, but it wasn't until 1975 that women in the UK were allowed to run further than 6 kilometres, that's 4 miles, in any competition. Only in 1975.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the marathon just gone. 50% of the runners in the London Marathon were women.
So hold on. In 1973,
yeah,
women couldn't do the marathon.
No. They weren't allowed to run more than 6 kilometres in any competition.
Was that like law or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is mental, isn't
it? What? Yeah. In the UK?
Yeah. Yeah. That's mad, isn't it?
That is mad.
It's mad. And now 50% of the London Marathon runners were women. So there you go. Big up that.
Weird.
But it's funny, isn't it? When you think about all of these changes and rules and weirdness that we had back in the day. Like, we say back in the day, but that was only 1975.
Yeah.
So it's not that far away, if you know what I mean. But you would have thought we were a bit more forward thinking then, but we weren't.
It's sad. Brilliant. Can we mention?
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah.
At the end of last week, you said...
Oh, yeah, it was a little teaser.
What did you say?
I said, people of Dubai, keep your eyes peeled because something's coming.
Oh, what's coming?
It's here.
Yeah.
It's landing.
We are. The Brownload Quiz is coming to Dubai.
Let's have that.
So it is the 16th of May.
Yes.
And it is, God, Satch, you do the T's and C's.
A place called Puerto 99.
Yeah.
It's a little Mexican sort of bar kind of thing. Yeah, just get yourselves down there. Me and Tommy are going to be there.
There you go. Unfortunately, you can't make it, Kedge.
I can't make it.
But you will be involved.
I'll be there in spirit.
And you will be involved in the process of putting this quiz together. So,
oh, great.
So,
thanks for your help.
So thanks in advance.
We'll have a picture of you up on the screen.
Yeah. Just keep me on
But
there.
It's if you don't know, we've done brown note quizzes before. I've done it at a few restaurants in and around the UK. And it's been good fun. It's not like other quizzes. It's not like a proper, serious quiz.
No, it is a bit serious. You've got to be general knowledge.
You've got to know stuff.
Yeah.
But more general knowledgey stuff.
General knowledge.
And I'm
sport
say,
and entertainment.
It's really interactive.
Film.
You ain't going to get quizzes like that. It's really interactive.
Quiz, So, it's
with
a good
a Desi twist.
And I love the fact that is it the Great British Bhangra Brunch?
Yeah, brunch, which is the brunch that we do in Dubai. Right. Us and them doing the quiz.
Brilliant. So 16th of May, if you are listening in Dubai.
8 p.m.
And you are brown at that. Oh my God. I can't tell you the answers, but please come along and take part in it.
You might be going in for the holds.
We'll have a laugh.
All of a sudden, you've
head
got
over to our Instagram, Tommy's Instagram. All the details are on there now.
So
if you are in Dubai and you want to come down, message us.
And it's DJs afterwards. I saw all the DJ names.
It's going to be a party.
So you're playing as well, right?
I'm playing as well. See,
so just carry on.
Yeah.
I think
quiz
it's
night and a little.
Do you think we can do a little Instagram live from there? Can we have one of you?
Can do.
Maybe we should definitely do that.
Tommy's on the Instagram
just
live,
so that we get a bit of FOMO from back in the UK.
Cool. Done. I'll do it on mine. Maybe a brownload collab. I don't know. How we do that. Yeah, We'll do it on the brownload. Perfect.
Yeah,
beautiful. Right, there we go. Look out for that in a couple of weeks' time. But we'll speak to you before then, anyway. But until next week, laters.